in a can.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and if you're in the Northeast, it's raining like crazy. Cleaning the soil, a little bit of free fertilizer to really get that grass going. And hopefully, last weekend, you took advantage of the beautiful weather and got the lawns raked, clean out the perennial beds, clean up the vegetable garden, and prepare because the hours have changed. Those of you that are up now know, wow, it is early. It's dark out there, Paul. This coming Saturday is the first day of spring. So there's our target date, the first day of spring, next Saturday. And St. Patrick's Day coming up on Wednesday. So a very busy week with all kinds of festivities with the celebration of the green and the celebration of the arrival of the spring season that hopefully will turn everything green where you live. If we can help you with your garden this morning, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Give us a call and we'll work together so that you have a great, great season in the garden. After last year's weather, we are due for a good year. Now, last week we talked about getting the yards clean, picking up the sticks, branches that have fallen from the trees during the winter season, and starting to get out on the grass and getting everything cleaned. Now what we should be doing is adding your limestone or a product called MagiCal. Both of these products will change the acidity in your soil. It'll make the soil sweeter so that the fertilizer that you're going to be applying to the ground is going to do its job better. If your soil is acid and you have a lot of moss on your lawn, that's telling you it's acid and that you really need to get something on that grass to make it sweeter. Otherwise, what happens is this. You put down a whole bag of fertilizer on your grass. Follow the recommendations. But when the soil is acidic and there's moss in your lawn, a very high percentage of the fertilizer will be tied up into the soil. The acidity will grab hold of the fertilizer and not allow the plants to use it. So it is important that you add some limestone, product called MagiCal, made by Jonathan Green. If you have a wood stove or a fireplace and you've been saving all of that wood ash, it's now time to sprinkle it. Now, if you have a wood stove or a fireplace, or maybe when you go to your local dump or landfill and you see a place where they ask people to dump their wood ash, save them. Pick it up, bring them home. Sprinkle it on your lawn, in your gardens, a 5-gallon bucket filled with wood ash. is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime, and that will treat 1,000 square feet of lawn or vegetable or flower garden. The difference between limestone, which is ground limestone, and it's a powder, is the microbes in the ground have to chew on it, break it down so that the soil can become less acidic. And in some areas, it's going to take 6 months to a year before it can do this. So if you do it now, it's going to help you for the fall. And that's okay, as long as it gets done. If you decide to use the wood ash, it will happen in 2 weeks, much, much faster. Or you could try the new product from Jonathan Green called MagiCal, M-A-G-I-C-A-L. And the difference is this. It will change the acidity in a two-week period, just like wood ash. The main difference is enormous. To treat 1,000 square feet of lawn, you need to open up your spreader all the way. That's a drop spreader, so that it just pours out to do it correctly. And that will normally treat 1,000 square feet. You buy one 40-pound bag of MagiCal, and that will treat up to 10,000 square feet. So would you rather buy 10 50-pound bags of lime, which is 500 pounds, that you put in your trunk, drive it home, unload it, put it in the spreader, and then push it back and forth, or one 40-pound bag of MagiCal, and you're going to have results a lot faster. The other thing that you want to start to do is if you have soils that are clay, they're thick, they're heavy, and with all the rain coming down in the Northeast, I know a lot of you listening to the program come from the Northeast, look out on your lawn today. And if you see that the lawn in your gardens has a puddle of water, with the amount of rain that you're getting, that's okay. But by the end of the day, when the rain has stopped, that water should filter right through the soil. If it sits there for longer than, let's say, 6, 7, 8 hours, then that means that you have a clay-type soil. It's hard, it's dense, it sticks together. You can use a product called liquid gypsum. And gypsum is a product that they use to make sheetrock. That's the walls of your house, the ceiling of your house. Same product. With the liquid form, you can just spray it in those areas. And the liquid gypsum will coat the individual particles of clay, preventing them from sticking together. Because they can't stick together, now all of this excess water can percolate right through the ground. You have no more puddles, but the big benefit is the roots of your plants can move through the soil a lot easier, because instead of hitting a wall of silly putty that's thick and dense, now the particles are individual and the roots can move through the soil a lot freer. Also, at this time of the year, if you can apply the liquid gypsum along the side of the road where the snowplow has pushed snow, salt, and sand, it will open up the ground so that the rain that we get will flush the salt that the snowplow has pushed on your property out of the root zone of your plants, and that means a lot less damage caused by the road salt. And if you've got some nice trees along the side of the road, it's a great idea, because road salt will hurt your big trees, especially maples. Maples have a real tough time with road salt. It burns the end of the roots, and it weakens them. And in the long run, over years, you look at the top of your maple tree, you start to see dead branches. It looks like horns from a deer but you have horns that are dead, and it just makes the whole tree lose its beautiful appearance. So using something like the liquid gypsum is absolutely wonderful. Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231. I know it's early. Give us a call. You'll probably be one of the few that calls during the first hour this morning due to the hour change. But we're here for you every single Sunday from 6 o'clock until 10 to help you to have a better garden. Once you get the... We have Mary. Okay. Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I love your show.
Thank you.
Have a grow light in my garage, which is attached, so I can't move it. If I start seeds the last week in March, will it be too cold to leave them in the garage? And also, I have a question about seaweed. I've heard you talk about it, and I've used it, but I always rinse it before I put it on the garden to get the salt out of it, and I'm wondering if I rinse all the nutrients out of it.
Okay. On the seaweed, Mary, don't worry about rinsing it, because the salt from the ocean is a different type of salt than what you would put on the road to melt the ice. And all of the goodness of the ocean should be used as you pick it up. So just bring it home from the beach. If it's in small pieces, great. Then you can just blend it right in. If it's in big pieces, then you want to kind of break them up a little bit. And one thing that my dad and I used to do when we lived in Scituate, Massachusetts, where I grew up, we used to bring home like a couple pickup trucks full of seaweed. We would put it in a row.
Let me tell you about converted organic fertilizer. This New England-based company is producing an all-natural, slow-release, and highly effective alternative to chemical lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted organic lawn fertilizer will give you a thicker, greener, healthier, and more vibrant lawn while protecting the things that mean the most to you, your family, pets, and your environment around your home. Look for the results that works the way that nature intended by delivering nutrition to the soil and making it available to the plant when the plant calls for it. All natural converted organic fertilizers will provide you with a more healthy looking plant that will require less care, is more disease resistant, less dependent on watering, and achieves this without the use of chemicals. Converted organic converts food waste into a product that is rich in nutrients, contains natural plant growth regulators, and organic matter that will enhance your soil, resulting in a stronger plant. Converted organic, turning food waste into a promise for a greener future. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Mary, we do apologize for disrupting the middle of the conversation. I think the computers are not used to getting up this early with the hour change. Okay, now we were talking
about the grow light in my garage.
Right. Okay.
I was wondering now, if I started seeds in that, if it would be too cold to leave them outdoors in the garage. It's then heated.
If it's an unheated garage, I think it's going to be a little bit too cold for you yet. So what I would do is I would start them inside the house. And I'll tell you, my dad always started his seedlings on the top of the refrigerator because you had all of that heat that came off the top of it, and it helped to warm the soil to help to speed up the germination. Now, the one thing that you're going to have to be able to do with the grow lights is you can't put the seedlings on the ground with the grow lights hanging from the ceiling. The grow lights themselves are going to have to be within 2 or 3 feet from above the actual plant.
Yeah, I have a cable I put them on.
Okay. And then the other thing that you need to do, Mary, is this, is you need to run the grow lights for about 12 hours. So if you can get a timer, and you can go to any electrical store or even your local hardware, and you can buy a timer to plug it in that, let's say, it would come on at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you would let it run until 7 o'clock at night, and that will speed the growth of your plant to give you something that's going to be ahead of the game. Now, the other thing that's important in keeping them in the garage once they get established is good, because your temperature in the garage is going to be a little bit cooler. And that will give you a plant that's going to be shorter, more compact, less likely to kind of flop over. One of the mistakes that some of our listeners who are growing seedlings for the first time, they keep them hot 24 hours a day. And you get plants like tomatoes, they just get taller and taller and taller. And by the time you put them out in the garden, they're so tall and they're thin. So keeping it cool once you've put them out there is going to help to give you a much stronger growth.
When should I start them?
It depends what you want to grow, Mary. The thing that I'll do for you is you need to join my newsletter club. And what I want you to do is to go to www.paulparent.com. And when you get to the front page, you may have to scroll down a little bit. You're going to see a box that says sign up for the newsletter. And if you can sign up for the newsletter, you will get an email newsletter every single Thursday. That's step one. Step two, if you send me an email today and you want to send it to pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, .com. Oh, no, that's the website. I'm sorry, pparent@roadrunner.com. And say, this is Mary. I talked to you this morning. I will send you a copy of last week's email newsletter that gives you a list of every vegetable, and it tells you when to start them inside the house, or they have to be started outdoors. And every week we have something a little bit different in the newsletter, a different story, so that you'll continuously be getting information. Last week we did fruit trees. We did how to prepare your soil. We talked about beach roses, white pine. This coming week, we're going to talk about how to grow onions in your garden. We're going to tell you how to grow raspberries in your vegetable garden. We're going to tell you what to do with your perennial beds right now. And we have a tree that we're going to be telling you how to grow. Haven't decided which one yet, but it'll be something that you can grow on your property. Now, if we can help you, dial right now, 800-259-9231. Talk with George, and we'll get you set up to answer your gardening questions. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the Earth Box. The Earth Box is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The Earth Box comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the Earth Box comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The Earth Box. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Perk Garden Club, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next? Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Terrific. And yourself, Barry? Is it getting a little bit of rain in Portland?
Yes, we are, thank God. It's wonderful. I wanted to ask if it's too early to transplant a hybrid tea rose.
This is the perfect time. In fact, a lot of the garden centers have roses available that you can purchase right now. But this is a real good time. Now, the thing that you want to do is this. You also want to try and prune back that rose if you're going to be moving it. And wait until the storm is over. And actually, the rain is good because the rain is going to make the soil stick together better with the extra moisture. So, you know, tomorrow or Monday or whatever, give the rain a chance to dry up the soil a little bit. Give it a day or so. Get as large of a root ball as possible. Pre-dig the hole where it's going. Add some compost to it. Blend it in really good. You have to remember, that rose is in there permanently. So the better you prepare the soil, the better the rose is going to do for you. And you want to plant it so that the union is just below the ground. So when you dig up the plant, you're going to see a fairly stiff stem about the diameter of your thumb. And on top of this stem is going to be a swollen area that resembles your fist in shape. That's where the rose on the top of the plant is grafted to the root system below the ground. And when you live in New England, that swollen area should be just below the surface. It helps to protect it during the winter. Prune it back so that the rose is about 18 inches, maybe 15. Any thin branches, get all of the skinny stuff up, and when you make the cut, make it at a slight angle so that when it rains, the water can roll off of it. It won't sit on the flat surface. And being that you're only going to transplant one rose, it would help if you could seal the cut. And what I found works good, rather than going buy an anti-desiccant, if you don't have wilt-proof or something like that, get some Pledge. Prune it back. Spray some Pledge on the end of every single rose that you've made a cut. And the wax will seal it to prevent future moisture loss. And then just keep it wet. A little bit of fertilizer, and you're ready to go, Barry. Thank you. George, who's up next?
Hold on, please.
If we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. It will help you to have a great gardening season. Now, we've talked about adding lime to the lawn. We've talked about adding gypsum. And you can actually begin to plant some grass seed at this time of the year. So that once you've cleaned the lawn, if you have some bare spots here and there, get some grass seed down. Now, for a nice, good, thick lawn, what you need is about 3 seeds per square inch of open ground. You don't need to put 50 seeds in a spot the size of a football or a basketball. You need about 3 seeds per square inch. If you can scratch up the ground a little bit with a trowel or with a rake, sprinkle the seed in, and then if you can roll some soil on top of it or scratch some soil on top of it, you could even cover it with a little bit of additional soil. You could, if you're doing a large area, you can buy at your local garden center bales or even a feed and grain store bales of straw. Now, make sure that it's straw and not hay. Hay is going to look like grass. That's what you would use in the fall to decorate for Halloween, to stuff scarecrows that you're making. But that's for decorating. You don't want to use that on your lawn. Straw is going to be kind of a golden yellow color, fairly coarse. The secret is it's weed-free. If you take hay by the bale and you sprinkle it on your lawn, whatever weeds grew in that farmer's field are going to grow in your lawn. So make sure that it's straw. It's going to cost a little bit more money, but it's well worth it in the long run. Sprinkle your hay lightly on top of these areas. It will do a couple of things. It will help to hide the seed from the birds, because the birds right now are hungry. They're just coming in. It will prevent erosion, especially if you have a slope to the area. When you get a heavy rain, if you have open ground, the soil is just going to erode. But by sprinkling some straw, You want to, you don't want to see the ground. You want to see the straw, maybe like an inch thick, but no more than that. But again, lightly. Don't take big chunks and throw it on the ground. Break it up with your hands. Make it nice and light and fluffy. And the grass will grow right through it. And you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about picking it up also, because it will rot right into the ground in most areas. Okay, George, who's up next?
We got Roger that wants to talk about varmint control.
Okay, Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul. I was reading about this guy that was having trouble with raccoons and his sweet corn. So he planted his sweet corn 1 year, all except the three outside rows. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, he planted the three outside rows. And he said he could tell by the tracks in the dirt that when the coons came to check the corn, they never went deeper than three rows. And it wasn't ready, so they left. Then when they come back later on and get the three outside rows, he'd already got all the corn he wanted from the inside rows. I was wondering if you'd ever tried anything like that.
I haven't tried anything like that, but you are right. The raccoons, they know like a day before you do when the corn is ready. And it does make sense. But I'll tell you something that works really, really well, Roger. My dad decided that he was going to grow corn 1 year. And he grew the corn, and he called all of us kids, the five kids, and he said, I want you all to come to the house tonight because we're going to have fresh picked corn for supper tomorrow night. And we said, great. Well, that night, the raccoons came in and they went right through the vegetable garden and they really destroyed a lot of his corn. We did have some, but they really did a job on it. The following year, he tried something that works wonderful. What you do is when you get close to the time that the corn is getting ready, I want you to take a portable radio, one with batteries. I want you to set it for a talk station, like the station that you're listening to. Wrap it in a plastic trash bag so that you don't get any moisture on it. And before you go to bed, put the radio in the garden where the corn is. And when the raccoons come around, they're going to hear voices of people talking on the radio, and they will not go near the garden because of the voices. If you put music, for some reason, they just come right into the garden. But if you use a radio in a trash bag so that you don't get any moisture damage and put it right in the garden, they'll hear the voices. Now, don't put it loud so that the whole neighborhood hears the radio. But, you know, put it on just like as if you were working in the garden. You wanted to hear some music or some talk while you're working in the yard. Put it right in there. When you get up in the morning, go out in the garden, take it out, and you're ready to go because the raccoons are only going to work the garden at night. During the day, they're too timid, and they're going to stay away. So try that with the radio. It works fabulous for my father. Thank you, Roger. George, who's up next?
We got John with a question about vegetation.
Okay, John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Terrific. And yourself, John?
Good. I'm a little shaky here. First time I called anybody.
Don't worry about it. It's
the question I got is, for the past 40 years or so, I've had a garden behind the back of my house. It's about 30 by 40 or 50 maybe. And I'm getting on in age, and towards the end of last year, my knees were going and everything. But I love gardening. I love the tomatoes. I just told my kids, I says, I'm not doing this anymore. And they all were disappointed. Everybody comes over to get the vegetables. So I'm wondering, Paul, could I start planting tomatoes and cucumbers and peppers in containers?
Oh, sure. You can, I tell you, if you go to places like Dunkin' Donuts, they get their fillings for the donuts in 5-gallon buckets. And if you're friendly with the people, you know, ask them if they have any extra buckets, if they give them to you or sell them to you or something. You can buy empty buckets at the box stores for $3 or $4 from your local hardware store. And all you would need to do is to drill a lot of holes in the bottom. Fill the bottom 2 inches with either stones, marble chips, or packing peanuts. And you could put, if you're going to use packing peanuts, you know, probably 4 or 5 inches. That way you lose some of the weight. And then drill some holes in the containers around the sides. The best container that I have ever found is called the Earth Box. And the Earth Box was designed for the gardener. And it is absolutely fabulous. I have a friend in New Hampshire, and she has 4 of them. And she'll take 1 Earth Box and put 2 regular tomatoes in them. Puts, it comes with or without a staking with like a netting material that you can buy. And she puts that there, and she can tie her tomatoes to the netting. But she'll put 2 tomatoes in 1 Earth Box. They'll grow 6 feet tall, and she has enough tomatoes for her and some of her neighbors. She has another Earth Box. There she'll put a couple of peppers, some lettuce, spinach. Another one, she'll grow cucumbers, and she just lets them run right out of the Earth Box down her deck, and she'll pick them up as they cascade over the edge. So there's a lot that you can do. The main thing is you've got to have the drainage. Lots of holes. Use some type of either a packing peanut or stone for good drainage. And you want to use a good potting soil. Don't buy topsoil. Topsoil is going to be too heavy. You need something that has organic matter, compost, animal manure blended into it. So the better you prepare the soil, the better of a chance your plants are going to grow. You feed them on a regular basis. You water on a regular basis. And remember, that once you put these plants in here, they rely on you for water. It's not like putting a plant in the ground and the plant can keep looking. The plant is now confined to that container, and it will work well. The other thing that you need to do, John, is you need to call your kids and say, if you want some tomatoes in the garden, come and help me. Let's do this together. It will be a heck of a lot more fun for you. You get to see the kids and the grandkids, and you can teach the grandkids how to garden. You're going to have 1 or 2 that are really going to like it, and they'll spend a lot of time with you, the grandpa.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' four-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' four-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click click on Sponsors and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing codes. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
That's right. That's right.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to own
two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Plus shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit. Wow. Makes your hands go wow. MaxFit. Makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? MaxFit has thousands of uses. It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health. For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206. Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
Okay.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. And just want to remind you that we have a weekly email newsletter. It's free, and all you need to do is to go to our website, which is www.paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. And for those of you that have signed up for the email newsletter, we've been talking about the cotton seeds. Well, the cotton seeds have arrived. I now have them. I'm beginning to package them up. And in your newsletter, you will get directions on how to get your cotton seed. And remember, it's only available to those of you that belong to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Okay? So if you're not a member and you don't receive the newsletter, just go to paulparent.com. At the bottom of the page, scroll down and put your email address. And every Thursday, we will have a newsletter with all kinds of information for that time of the year for you. And this coming Thursday will be the information for you to get the cotton seed. And it's going to be a fun project. You're going to grow it, and you're going to see what cotton looks like. For the t-shirt that you've been wearing all these years, how does it grow? You'll be amazed. And we're also going to have an event at the Topsfield Fair where there will be ribbons and prizes awarded. During the break, we were talking with Christine, and she raises some geese or goose, and was wondering if she could use that manure on her lawn. And you can. Any kind of animals that are not fed processed foods, like cats or dogs, you cannot use that manure as a fertilizer for your lawn. But if you're raising chickens, goose, geese, if you're raising rabbits, you can take that manure and you can spread it in your gardens. You can spread it on your lawn and it will help to fertilize the ground. So what I would like you to do is, if it's fresh, use it in a compost pile and give it a chance for the rain to wash some of the urine out, because the urine is hot. It's like pure nitrogen fertilizer. And for those of you that have dogs and you let them run into the backyard, you'll see all the dead spots where the dogs have peed. That's all of the nitrogen that's in that urine from the dog. Well, if you take the fresh animal manure, whether it's a chicken, a goose, whether it's a horse or a cow, you need to give it a chance to age. You need a chance for the rain to hit it, to break it down, unless you're using something like the compost tumbler. And we'll be talking about the compost tumbler coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. This is a great device. It looks like a big drum. And you can fill it with 50% fresh horse or cow manure and 50% green vegetation, such as leaves, pine needles, weeds. You can even put in some sawdust in there. Mix it all up by tumbling all of the products together, blending them. And within 2 weeks, have two wheelbarrows full of compost. So if you're thinking of purchasing something to make you have a better garden, think about the compost tumbler. But coming up during the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about this unique tool. It's incredible. And when you start to think about the cost of the tumbler to what it can do for you, it will basically pay for itself after one season. That's how quick it makes compost. And nothing grows like a soil that has been enriched with compost. Now, we've been talking about the lawn this morning, how you need to get it ready. We've talked about cleaning it, adding some lime to sweeten the soil, adding some gypsum where you have clay. We've talked about adding a little bit of grass seed. Now, the one thing that I want you to think about before you plant the grass seed is this. Did you have crabgrass last year? If you did, and you're planting seed, and you want to control the crabgrass, there is a product that you can put down with the seed that will allow the seed to grow and prevent the crabgrass. We'll tell you about that right after these messages.